Oh, good morning, Paul.
Well, what can we say? What a weekend of rain, a record Daintree floods. How do you see it on this Monday morning?
Look, certainly at the moment where I am at the ferry turnoff, it's sunny. I don't think we had any rain last night. Obviously, the river levels have dropped and are dropping quite quickly now, which is fantastic. Certainly a lot more stories, I imagine, will emerge because, as you've already said, we have had record rainfall and the Daintree River, of course, reached a peak of 12.6 metres, which exceeded the 1901 record of 12.4. So, I mean, that's the biggest flood in 118 years in the Douglas Shire. So, obviously, there will be a lot of repairs, maintenance, and other infrastructure that we probably don't actually know about at the moment in some of the outer reaches of the Shire. But as you're aware, I'm sure the ferry is out at the moment, but it's an absolute priority for council and the contractors to get it up and running and return to normal services ASAP.
So how long do you think it'll be out? We're getting reports of 2 days. Would it be two or could
it
be longer?
I know yesterday we did put out a media release which did say that, you know, very sadly, residents may have to be prepared for 2 days. And that was on the back of information that the contractors gave us once they were able to assess initially the damage. The good news is that the actual ferry is okay. In the 1996 floods, the former ferry, because it's a new ferry now, was sitting on the top of a pylon. So that wasn't good. But what we do need to do is we've got to fix up some of the surrounding infrastructure. But now that the rain has stopped, it's clear, I would imagine, and hopefully that it'll be operational sooner than that. It's a million-dollar question. It's a bit like, when will the rain stop?
Yeah.
All I can assure everyone is that we are doing everything possible to return to normal services because, of course, we know how important it is. It's the only access. You know, we want to encourage tourists, of course, back into the area, and we also know that locals need to get from A to B.
Julia, is it time for a bridge? Bite the bullet and put a bridge across there and then this wouldn't happen?
Well, actually, that's not the case. If you saw how far the water over top the banks of the Daintree River, right to basically near our front door, the bridge would have to be so extensive and it still wouldn't stop the fact that we do have this flooding that actually goes all over the road. It goes into people's homes nearby. There is a number of properties, of course, on the banks of the Daintree River. It goes up and then it goes down. There's been some interesting posts on Facebook that actually do say, you know, it's a fantasy. It's not going to actually make any difference.
Well, what if you've got the road that goes down? Of course, we know that's a low level, but if you're going to put a bridge in, and this has been done around the world, you build up those roads, and so you get access from the road, and then it comes up into an incline, and then you go down, and, you know, there are ways of building a bridge so that when we get floods like this, we can still get back and forth from either side. You know, the debate, when I first came up here, people said to me, don't talk about this, Paul, because this will never happen, because the people up here don't want a bridge. But I'm wondering, you know, how many people would like a bridge, whether it would be a 50-50 thing or a 70-30 or what it would be. I know how you feel about it, and I know how other people across the river feel about it. But, you know, we're putting out tourists, we're putting out local business. It's costing us in our economy. Isn't it time that the engineers come in and work out a way of doing it?
Look, I'm sure there is a way to do it, as you say. And there's fantastic bridges all around the world and they probably service, you know, millions of people. It's all about the value for money, who's going to pay for it. It will be an expensive exercise. And there's also the issue that many people feel that, in actual fact, it will ultimately destroy the experience that what is this wilderness experience, this World Heritage Rainforest. The fact that it was listed as the rainforest in the 80s actually went around the world, and that's why people come here. They come to see our natural environment, a huge bridge with the approaches that it would require, the absolute millions and millions of dollars that someone would have to pay for, many people feel that it's not warranted. We do have time, and at the moment, like now, and the last big one when we had a break like this was 23 years ago. So it's all about, you know, the timing. And of course, it's difficult for people north of the river, and it's difficult for people if they're stuck there. But I don't think that it's going to happen in the near future, and I do think that it's a fantasy.
Well, you're saying it's for people to enjoy the Daintree and the experience, but there are now people who won't be able to enjoy that because of that. But anyway, look, we'll move on.
Look, Paul, I need to actually say to you, look, over the years, during our wet season, there is always time when people couldn't get to various parts of the Shire. I mean, we have a more important issue, probably just north of Foxton. There is an area that's called Raldini's, and that regularly floods. That's an issue that I want to take up with the state government. That will also cost a lot of money. But so it doesn't matter whether we had a bridge in for that whole day when Foxton, we couldn't cross at Mossman. People couldn't have got here anyway. So it's really interesting, and it will be a debate that will go on and on. And, of course, at this time when people are cut off, it intensifies. But the realities are that it's going to cost hell of a lot of money. Who's going to pay for it, and what really will result once we actually get that bridge?
But Julia, has it been worked out how much the Shire, how much we lose by not having the ferry in action and people getting across both ways?
Look, I'm sure that it's quite easy to work out.
It'd be a lot of dough. It'd be a lot of money.
Yes, I'm sure you're right.
Okay, let's move on to a more positive thing, and that is, of course, the marine development. Now, you have been a little excited about this, and it was unusual because they brought the plans to council, that is the developers, and you released a media release saying that you were excited by these plans, and you're quite positive about it. And I guess the community now is positive that the council is positive.
Well, we've been waiting for the marina to redo their master plan, and we're very pleased with what we see so far. They took the opportunity to show us their concept, and we very much encourage them to submit a new DA ASAP, because at the moment we can't assess anything until they actually submit the DA. And previously, as you're well aware, they did withdrew the previous one, and they withdrew that. And it's on record. Mark Davey has, of course, said this publicly in the local media, that they withdrew the DA because of feedback from their own tenants, tourism operators and council. At the time, we'd issued what we call an information request, which is very much part of the normal DA process. And they had to come back to us with how they could achieve some of the questions in that information request. In the end, they decided to withdraw. The feedback I got was that they felt that it was something that they needed to... Excuse me, sorry, my other phone has suddenly started working, as you can hear.
Okay, that's a case of beer.
Yep, so anyway, look, that's back to your initial question, Paul. It's certainly a great improvement on what they submitted previously. It's a great improvement on the other plans from other owners. And we're just encouraging them, submit your DA ASAP, and then we can go through that formal process of assessment.
Excellent, excellent. Now, the terrific day that you had organised, the council had organised for Australia Day, the free Barbie, we're going to have the citizens, we're going to have all the awards and everything. Of course, we didn't have it, and we kind of felt a little bit empty about that. So what have you got planned, you know, because of that postponement now, with honouring the people in our Shire?
Look, of course, it was a very difficult decision to make, as I'm sure you appreciate.
Yep.
In the end, it turned out to be the right decision. And we've already given a date on our media releases that I'm sure you've seen, is that we're reconvening with everyone, and we'll be having our citizenship ceremony on the 21st of February, and with our Australia Day award ceremony, and obviously celebrating the nominees as well as the successful award winners. That will be probably during that week, but we haven't settled on a date, but as soon as we do, we'll let you know.
That'll be great, because we have some wonderful people in our shire, don't we, to honour?
Absolutely. You don't need to tell me that, Paul.
Sorry.
One of the reasons why so many of us live here is we've got a beautiful environment. We have fantastic people who give out so much for their fellow citizens.
Wonderful. Anything else to add?
No, I would like to just go back to the issue of, our wet weather, as it is unprecedented. And I do really want to let everyone know that we have had our council staff out again throughout this entire period. And we've had quite a number of issues that we've naturally had to deal with throughout the entire shire. And we're making sure that all those things will be fixed up ASAP. This will trigger an NDRRA event, the national disaster, and that's a lot of work in itself. You have to be quite precise, and there's a lot of paperwork to make sure that we get funds to fix up our essential infrastructure. There's a trigger point. We still have to pay for an amount ourselves, and we have to wait for that funding. But the emergent stuff we will do right now. And as I've already said, we will be working very, very hard to make sure that the ferry is open as soon as possible.
Excellent, excellent. And Julia, it's good that, we've had these record floods and what have you, but we haven't had any deaths, any human deaths, and that is a good thing.
Well, yeah, I'd really like to congratulate everyone. I really feel that in Douglas people do take notice of all the warnings that we give. I think if it's flooded, forget it message is really resonating with a lot of people. I know that there are people that have been, rescued in the evening, not just the one that I know that you're involved in yourself in
yep.
terms of covering that from a media perspective. So people, normally in these situations, they know that they either want to make sure they're in their homes. Some people don't mind being stuck for a couple of days. Some people would rather be stuck in than stuck out. And so they make those sort of preparations beforehand, enough food, medicines, all that type of thing. I know that the SES has been busy in getting back to what I was just saying a few minutes ago. There's a lot of people in this shire who work very, very hard during these types of emergencies.
Yeah.
And so whilst, in some people's views, things may not be perfect, I think they don't always really understand the flip side of it, that there are stacks of people working hard to make sure that things are safe for everyone, that things will be repaired. And getting back to the bridge issue, I'm sure that that debate will go on just like it has for the last 20, 30 years.
And also, just as we conclude this, you've got a big thing like the rescue of the people that I interviewed, the couple, their three children and dog, from up at the Daintree near the village there, 10 k's out. And then you've got little small things like a pothole, for example, on the main Port Douglas Road coming in. And quite a large pothole. I called it the pothole from hell. It was quite large. But within a very short time, council had made sure that there was some, witches' hats or whatever around that pothole so that motorists didn't collide with it and could go around it. So, everybody's working in their own way at this time. And that's what Aussies do. That's what people in the Douglas Shire do. We come together at times of need like this.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Paul.
I thought I was. Anyway, Julia, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, no worries. You have a great week too. Thank you.
Bye. And she's got phone calls coming in left, right and centre. Our Mayor, Julia Loy.